A political battle over diversity programs at the universities of Wisconsin is the latest sticking point between Republicans and the university system. In the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision striking down affirmative action in college admissions, Rich Kramer reports there are real questions about what campus diversity policies will look like in the future.
At UW-Parkside's freshman orientation, around 50 students and parents are spread out in a campus auditorium. The lights dim for a video message from the former chancellor.
Diversity is a signature feature at the University of Wisconsin-Parkside. Students from over 20 countries are part of our learning community. I'm Chancellor Debbie Ford, and you are welcome here.
It's a familiar message, but off-campus, videos like this are newly controversial. Republican lawmakers have targeted the universities of Wisconsin over their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. UW-Parkside freshman Anaya Young of Milwaukee wants to be a child psychologist one day. She says she chose the school because it feels like an inclusive campus. She was unaware of the political battle over DEI.
I just don't understand why they would be upset about it. I don't.
Young disagrees with GOP claims that diversity programs divide students by race and offer advantages to some groups and not others.
I don't think that is racial preference. I think that is racial appreciation.
One powerful critic of DEI programming is Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. At the state GOP convention in June, he told the crowd the letters should stand for
division, exclusion, and indoctrination.
He claimed the concept has become the new religion for the left.
So the overt racism, the overt exclusion, the overt indoctrination is so deep inside the UW system, I am embarrassed to be an alumni.
Voss followed up this speech with action against the universities and their employees. At a time when Wisconsin had a multi-billion dollar budget surplus, Republicans cut the UW's budget by $32 million. Voss is now blocking pay raises for around 34,000 workers until DEI positions and programs are eliminated. Attorney Dan Lennington of the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says a June U.S. Supreme Court ruling banning the consideration of race in college admissions means many college diversity programs are now illegal.
And all I would say is that if you couldn't do it to an African American, you can't do it to a white person. So whatever the DEI training happens to be, you can basically tell whether it's illegal or unconstitutional by just flipping the script.
Catherine Meyer studies education policy at the Brookings Institution. She says the Supreme Court's ruling was narrow, but she expects conservatives to ask the High Court to change that. Meyer sees two broad trends at play in the current battle over DEI. Republican voters, she says, have a less positive view of higher education, for one.
Is just this broader trend that there is a history of racial backlash in America.
Meyer and other DEI supporters say it's about making more students feel welcome on college campuses. While the number of students from what the UW calls underrepresented minority groups has grown by 19% in the past decade, white students still outnumber them by around 6-1. At the same time, graduation rates for Black, Hispanic, and American Indian students at state universities are between 14 and 25% lower than they are for white students. President of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, Tim Sheehy, said in July that for the business community, DEI isn't a fad. He says companies are embracing efforts to make themselves more welcoming to workers from minority groups.
If you look at the workplaces we have today, if you look at workplaces in Wisconsin, just put simply, we are not going to fill those jobs with the white population. It's not growing fast enough.
At the Wisconsin Capitol, the DEI battle continues. Voss is standing firm on blocking pay raises until colleges axe diversity initiatives, and Democratic Governor Tony Evers is suing Voss and other lawmakers, claiming the holdup is unconstitutional. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And a quick disclaimer, WPR staff are employees of UW-Madison.